Molly, did you ever consider that your feelings for Mag might be lesbian, and that's okay? I can't take this no more. I'm leaving. Molly, take a deep breath. You're doing great. Come back. I am not under arrest here. I am a free freaking citizen, and I am leaving your detox center. Molly, I think you should consider where you will go. Back on 45 with my home bitches where I belong. Molly, wait. The name is Bushy Baby. Goodbye, I use detoxes. I'm gone. Greetings, siphons of the small screen. You're watching Poezy TV. I'm your favorite PJ, Don Malastralia, and you guessed it, morons. Now it's time for Suicide Watch, Actual Death. This week, both me and my main man, Harper, say hello, Harper, hello, are live on the scene. I am not in the studio because we figured something special is going to happen in Seattle. Yes, in our nation's northmost city, we have a hunch there's more than harsh Java abrew. Do we snip mass suicide plans? Maybe. Why? Harper? Well, as you all know, the anniversary of Kurt Cobain's death triggers at tons, a slew of fresh suicides. And for the past week, thousands of people have been washing up in Seattle, looking lost and confused. None of them have yet to confirm the jumping juggernaut rumor, but we feel sure something big is about to go down. Do we mean down as in I'm falling? Splat, Harper. Yes, Donnie baby, I'm afeard that's exactly presentimento. Aces, what we need. And that's why we're here, live, on the scene, to make sure you see whoever knocks themselves off do it for real, raw, right in front of your very eyes. We'll be right back after a poesy break. Stay suckled for Suicide Watch, Actual Death. Welcome to Seattle Space Needle.
Shooting up, 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 up.
Riding again, huh? You really like it here, don't you?
Let's just say it stokes my curiosity a tad. Up, 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 up.
The Space Needle was built in 1962 and completed on April 21st in honor of the Seattle's World Fair.
Up, up, up.
The structure is made of steel and is 520 feet in height, until the tip of the needle is 620 feet high. That's right. She knows the whole talk. Excuse me, but is there any way to get all the way to the top? Well, we're at the top.
No, I mean the tip-top of the needle.
No, only personnel.
Oh. Why does personnel go to the top?
Well, we used to burn a torch at the tip of the needle, but we found that that used a lot of gas and was wasteful of natural resources. So now we just have a light, and the guy who goes up to change it, he has to climb like a little ladder, like the kind you see on telephone poles.
And that takes him all the way to the point of the needle?
Yes, it does. She's so curious. She always asks so many questions. She just loves this ride, and she always wears that hat. She never takes off that hat. Why don't you take off that hat? Now, folks, if you look below, you'll see we have a wonderful view of the Seattle waterfront. For your enjoyment, we have four gift shops located at the base of the needle. 60% of the items sold in these can only be exclusively purchased at the Space Needle, so you really might want to avail yourself of some purchases while you're here.
Rave on, sister, rave on.
Also, for your dining pleasure, we have two restaurants offering the best in Northwestern cuisine, and those are located at the rotating level of the needle. Hey, where did she go? She went out. She used the personnel door. How did she get it open? Oh, shit. Leopold, we've got a visitor who's gone off limits. Get somebody up here fast. I'm running a tour. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll just enjoy the view on your own, we've got a small problem to take care of. Oh, my God! Look! She's climbing the needle!
Rung by rung, I climb the needle high. North, I turn into its spacey eye. A needle poking in the celestial arm. A heroine stoking her way past harm. Come in, the friendly ghost with his ID. He saved me from the California sea. There I raved in ecstatic trance, learning off crabs a lunatic dance, till the ocean's tight bodice laced me o'er, and a prancing seahorse dude rode me under. Then did pale Cobain rise from the marine and drag me to a sea garden most serene. 'Twas but a Brussels sprout patch across the way from where my cohorts danced till ravy day. From thence he dumped me nude among the sprouts, babbling all incohesively on my oceanic bout. Well, since that time I have haunted been by this music ghost, whose music, and I'm speaking pellucid-like, I never waxed all overly interested in. I mean, In Utero was a good album. Some songs in it were stoked, I suppose. But it's a raven girl, dude, I am. Not all yoked by a hoaxish pose. We rave all night to a song that isn't there, where the singer fades like a tree inside a pear. And so, despite my flaccid interest, I was inflected by this phantom pest with visions, uncooked dreams, and hauntings rare, which even my best friend Sable mistook for despair. Until such time as I returned to fortune's brow, born out in Sable's parents' VW to the same fields where now the Mexican migrant farm workers did hectically inform that they too were all haunted by this espectro forlorn. They gifted upon me a Brussels sprout and told me I must put the spirit out. So I planted it in sand at Santa Cruz Beach, and that night was inflected with ultra-visuals, which now I render a speech. I saw Brussels sprouts twining north underground, and like Jill and the Beanstalk, north I was bound. North on the floodish waves, I floated north, till last a ferry put me in this port. Now up the spacey needle I climb, following the Brussels sprouting twine, vexing one, vexing all, it's Cobain's doing if I fall. For he haunts me still up here, high above Seattle's pier, and his friendly ghost will only rest when my courage has met its test. So to the point I go and wait for a sign. Follow me, gulls, keep my feet sure. I'll not come down, or I'll find a cure.
So, Sophie, now you've shown me everything that you've done since the 50s, I'd like to know what's behind that barn door.
That vile girl is my coup de grace, my fan de siècle, my swan song, if you like. Wait, I hear something. Hand me my shotgun.
I'll do no such thing. I'm a pacifist now.
That's a shame. You used to be such a good hunter.
Not since Balzac lost his leg to that Bible salesman.
I'll get it. Halt! Who goes there?
Excuse me, miss, but we are coming from California, looking for work from the floods.
Where are you from?
Que dice ella? Mexico.
I can see that you're from Mexico, but where in Mexico?
Que dice ella? No te preocupes. We are from the province of Chiapas, lady.
Oh, yeah? Chiapas. I love the pottery from that area. Can you make pottery?
No. We know where to make pot grow. We are not safe from la policía.
No. Not pot. Pottery. Pottery. Ceramica.
Sí. Mi madre fue la mejor en la región entero. Dígale.
Su madre fue la mejor in the entire region, eh? Well, swell. I've been needing assistance in my kiln for years, ever since my last lover, Finian, made off with that berry farmer. Bisexuals are so unreliable. Go on, you can wash up behind the barn, and then we'll all eat something. And then we'll discuss wages when you got full stomachs. I don't bargain with hungry people. I used to be hungry in New York in the 40s, and there was a gallery owner who liked to bargain with me while my stomach was grumbling. And after I'd sold him my sculptures for a tenth of their worth, gave him a huge commission, he'd take me out to eat in a cheap automat. I swore that if I ever wore his shoes, I would never bargain with a hungry person, because it isn't dignified. Right, Vi?
Right. And aside from that, it stinks.
Gracias, senora. Gracias.
Senorita. Senorita Sophie Flax. This is my old pal Violet Smith, her Pucho Balzac. And you are?
Ignacio y Carlito. Gracias. Gracias.
De nada. Go on. Go around the barn.
Si, si.
Poor fellas. They looked as if they'd seen a ghost.
Perhaps they had. And now I'd like to see this latest work of yours behind that barn door.
All right, close your eyes. I'm opening the door. I've been working on this nonstop for months. I only finished it last week. That's why you found me drunk at the Acres of Clams Tavern. I always get drunk when I finish something. I hate finishing things. I only like working on them. Makes me despondent, really. I tried to make something as explosive as a bomb, but not destructive. Anyway, open your eyes.
Good Christ! It's enormous! It's grand! I've never seen anything so green, so firm, and it's so red, infinite almost. And
do you know what it is? Is it recognizable?
Of course I do. It's awfully familiar. It's the Brussels. No, it's femininity itself. It's pleasure. It's a particular sort of pleasure. It's a.
It's female orgasm.
Yes, I knew it.
You did? Are you sure?
Oh, absolutely. It's amazing. How are you going to exhibit it?
Well, since you asked.
Terry didn't have to do that. Terry didn't have to be bushy like that. I told him, look, Terry, I'm out of rehab. I ain't whacked out no more. I could work. I could make us some money. He goes, no, bushy. No whore of mine goes off to rehabilitate herself without asking my permission. It sets a bad example. I go ahead and give me a beating then, Terry. Fuck me up then, so I can't gas no rides, can't make no money. See if I can, you stupid-ass, weak-ass pimp. He goes, Molly, why you treat me like this when you know I love you? And he goes to work on me. And the Lynches used to be boxers. Terry had an Uncle Francis. He was a champ. He goes to work on my stomach like this. Like that, like bullets. I think I'm bleeding, people. I think I'm bleeding on the inside. But I'm gonna get me a ride. And so help me, if it's only $5, I'm gonna take myself away to that place. And it's gonna go down good, too. My first night out of rehab, because I'm pure-blooded. It's gonna go down, it's gonna hit me like a virgin smoke. Oh! Well, all my home bitches. It's only 3, 4 a.m. Damn, bitches have changed. Us old bitches used to party all night. Now they all off the streets, and Dawn ain't even broke yet. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Ha ha. Well, all the condo asses. Wonder Breads! Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping? Bushy's back, people! Bushy's back! I bet you thought you got rid of Bushy for good. I bet you thought Bushy was arrested. No! Bushy was in rehab, people. But then she saw the light. She saw you gotta have a hab to rehab. And Bushy don't got nothing but this block, people. And it's mine! I don't care how many flashlight patrols and save our neighborhood meetings you have. You could renovate this block all you fucking please, babies. It's still the same dirty ass tenements my mother and my father grew up in. Bushy's here, people, and she ain't never, never gonna go away.
Nation! Wake up and smell the dog shit, people! Oh, where are all the rides? Aren't there any perverts left? What's wrong with the perverts these days? Perverts used to be out till all hours. Oh, hey, baby. I like your van. You want to go? Oh, Wonder Bread. You got a van now. Hey, you moving up from flashlights and throwing eggs out your window. It's a nice van, too. It's all white, like you. Oh, I know. I'm white, too. I'm white like you.
You're coming for a little ride with us, Bushy. Some people just don't listen if you ask them nicely.
What are you talking about, people? You're gonna make a citizen's arrest like the time you tied me to the tree and called the cops? You killed my tree, you know. That tree was light.
No. Uh-uh. Bush, or whatever your dirty name is that you call yourself, we're not going to the police this time. Uh-uh.
Ooh, you sound just like the Westies that killed my father. Whoa, the neighborhood finally got to you. It's a shame, but it had to happen. Bye, condo asses!
Nate, help me grab her.
Ah! Police! Police!
The police aren't coming around tonight.
Got her?
Yeah.
Terry! Terry! Somebody get my pimp, Terry! He's supposed to protect me!
Get in. Push her down. Tie her hands back. She's violent. Tie her back. No. Listen, lady.
She's not a lady. That's the last thing this scum is.
Okay, let's keep calm, Monique. Nate, can you calm your wife down?
Where are you taking me?
To the river where all the other trash goes. We're here. Come on now, get out. Step down. Get out.
Permanent ass. You like this. You like to tie women up. I've seen that look in the eye before. Bitch! Come on! Come on! Hit me back! I could take it! Come on, people! You've done it now! You Westies now! You wanna fight Bushy? You got it, Wonder Bread! Oh! What college you learned that in? Condo ass!
Oh, we're just trying to teach her a lesson, Ted. I know that, goddammit. But she's gotta understand, she is destroying my life. You just don't know who you're dealing with, do you? Do you know who I work for, babe? Do you know who I am? Junior Vice President, Axnell Corporation. Does that ring any bells in that dingy head of yours? Of course not. And you are destroying my life. You are disturbing my sleep. You are keeping me up. I cannot concentrate. I call in sick because of you.
Poor yuppo condo asses.
Listen, you filthy mouth cunt.
Whoa.
I've had about enough of your class warfare bullshit, okay?
Monique, that's a concept that she just can't understand.
I'm gonna make her understand, okay? I grew up on a farm in Minnesota, okay?
Go back to Minnesota!
I'm not gonna go back to Minnesota. I grew up working hard and learning self-respect. I'm not some rich condo owner. I've struggled in this town for 15 years trying to make it in musical theater, and I never lost my self-respect. I worked as a waitress, okay? Not as a filthy, low-life cunt whore!
Monique, calm down.
Yeah, Monique, calm down.
I worked for 15 years, okay? And now I have finally made it in show business, which, believe me, baby, is a lot harder than taking rides from men in cars.
Oh, yeah? Try 20 blowjobs a day for 20 years, then call me.
Can you believe her? Can you believe her filthy talk? How about a slap in the face, honey? How about that?
You do that pretty good with my hands tied behind my back.
Monique, we're just trying to teach her a lesson.
I am teaching her a lesson, Nate. The only way that she can learn. Listen, I worked my way up from the bottom, and now I have 5 national TV commercials, okay? Hertz, Visa Card, MCI, Kellogg's Toasted Mini Wheats, and U.S. Healthcare. Okay? Do you mind? I earned that money, and I bought myself a condo for me and my unemployed actor husband, Nate, and my 2 twin toddlers to live in. And I wanted it to be nice, and you make it not nice!
Fuck you.
Hey, nobody spits on my wife. Nobody.
Wash her mouth out with soap. Wash her mouth out with soap.
That's it. No more Mr. Nice Guy. You did it to me. You spit on my wife, you filthy bitch.
poor crackhead vermin! You vermin! You filthy crackhead vermin! You're subhuman! You're subhuman! You're subhuman!
Hey, hey, come on. Get off her, guy. Get off. Hey, 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 that's enough. Come on, let's go. Nate, Monique, please do me a goddamn favor and hop in the van.
Oh, my God. Did we kill her? Did we kill her?
I don't think so. Come on.
Get the rope. It's our recycling twine.
I hope we taught you a lesson, Bushy. Come on.
Hey, Mr. Hudson. Got a seat with a view? Is this it? Oh, I gotta get down by the river. There we go. Let me touch you, Mr. Hudson. At least I got you beside me, River. That's better than any people I know. Except for Magdalena Rigobar, the Dent of Rush. Tell Mag that Molly Bright loved her for her whole entire life. Know how you do that? Just spell it out in the smokestacks over on the Jersey side. Bushy loves Mag. She'll see it. Bushy, you fucking stupid ass. I thought you could take any beating they could give. But here I am. Dawn broke over my head like a bottle. And I even get high for the last time. I feel high, though. That last kick knocked me somewhere whacked. Not like crack. More like smack. That's okay. I could accept that. I could live with that.